The study that you're sharing with us is from UCLA, you said?
Yes, it's called the Williams Institute. It's a social policy study group out of UCLA in Southern California.
Okay.
Nationally, we're talking about $2.6 billion in additional business generated by same-sex weddings in roughly, you know, we're at 37 states now that allow same-sex marriages. So roughly, probably the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay. So then taking it down to the Florida level, after we had this decision back in January, what are we to expect here in the next 3 years?
$182 million in additional business generated by same-sex weddings. That's 24,000 additional weddings in the state of Florida in the next 3 years, and 875 jobs will be created from all that additional business. We're talking about caterers, photographers, wedding planners, anything to do with putting on weddings.
Now, have you spoken to any of these types of business people here in North Florida?
Yeah, I have. And it's really interesting. The best prepared group of wedding people in Northeast Florida seems to be in St. Augustine. St. Augustine has catered and advertised itself to the same-sex community really for years now. And that's really paying off for them. Obviously, they're a tourist destination, but they are a gay tourist destination also, because the city has proven itself to be quite receptive to that business.
So comparing Jacksonville to St. Augustine is kind of out in the forefront scooping up that business.
Yes. Well, Jacksonville's not in the forefront, that is. There was a same-sex wedding expo here in Jacksonville about a month ago at the Crown Plaza, and that was the first one for the city. There'll be another one in August. But, you know, unfortunately, there's still a lot of stories out there about same-sex couples in Jacksonville not getting a good reception from wedding planners in this area who just don't want to deal with that portion of the population.
When you are in this business of putting on weddings, whether you're a caterer or a wedding planner, according to the people you've talked to, how do you position yourself to get those additional clients who can now get married for the first time?
Well, it's really kind of interesting, the strategy. For years, the people who've gone after this business have advertised themselves as gay friendly, but now it's becoming more sophisticated, so that it's not really good enough to just say be gay friendly. You have to, on your website and on your brochures, you have to, you know, have images that show men getting married to men and women getting married to women, as well as obviously heterosexual couples. So a lot of people have not taken that second step yet. Either they're not aware that, you know, that would be an advantage to them, or they're frankly worried about turning off people who might not want to go there.
Well, thank you so much, WJCT business analyst John Burr. Thanks a lot, John.
Good to be here.